Yes. Let us pray. Loving God, one of your disciples, M. Scott Peck, who wrote The Road Less Traveled By, once said, "You cannot truly listen to anyone and do anything else at the same time." May we listen to you, gracious God, and in listening, find our way to abundant life. Amen. So I want to begin with sharing just a little story. Yesterday, I had the wonderful good fortune of seeing a colleague that I went to seminary with who was in visiting his family for a week, and he's currently doing his PhD in D.C., so we'll keep him in our prayers as he does that process. But in that conversation, he happened to mention that he was at a lecture given by a rabbi one day, and he said, I was telling him, you know, what the sermon was about, and he said, "Oh, I have a perfect story for you." He said, "One time I was listening to this rabbi teach, and the rabbi said, 'What did God do on the seventh day? What did God do on the seventh day?'" He rested. Right, that was exactly my answer, and I thought I answered correctly, right? I thought I was totally on it. And he said, "Yes, God rested, but God did two other things as well. God did three things on the third day. God rested, and then he blessed and sanctified the day of rest, the rest itself." So there were three activities. So even in the passivity of rest, there was the activity of blessing and sanctifying. And what's beautiful about that story is it resonates with the story of Mary and Martha, which is fairly well known, where two sisters are busy preparing for Jesus' arrival. They have invited Jesus and his disciples to their house, and Mary bustles around preparing the meal and getting things ready, and Martha finds herself at Jesus' feet listening to Jesus' teaching. And finds herself listening. And poor Martha, who's feeling a little harried, comes to Jesus and said, "Would you please tell my sister to get with it? Here I am working hard." And Jesus defends Martha as having chosen the better part. And there are many ways in which this story gets shared and interpreted. But the interpretation I wanted to focus on today is the one of receiving, of listening, of blessing and sanctifying. Because in Martha's listening to the divine as it was expressed through Jesus, there was a blessing and sanctifying taking place as well. And so that led me to want to explore with you, how do we bless and sanctify our daily life? How and when do we bless and sanctify our connections with people? Because every day we're connecting with people. So today we're doing an interactive sermon. I've been trying to balance days when I just preach and then days when we interact and converse, but today it's actual interaction. So I'm going to invite you to, those of you who can, to circulate around a little bit. And Ken, would you bring up the first question? Lovely. All right. So there's going to be a little humor today. We're going to start off with a humorous approach. So some of you will never have done this before. This is a technique that we do a lot in seminary and in situations where we are doing youth ministry a lot, but it's often fun to try in a context like this. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to pair up with someone you don't necessarily know super well. So look around and see if there's someone that you might want to pair with. And then what's going to happen is you will each have 1 minute to share with each other the answer to this question. So one person will speak for 1 minute, telling a story. The other person will do nothing but listen to what the person is saying. And when the story is finished, I will let you know when the minute is up, the person who has listened just says, "Thank you for sharing your story." What are you going to say after the 1 minute is up if you're a listener? Beautiful. And then the other person will go, the receiver, the listener will say the same thing. And then you'll have 30 seconds to a minute just to like connect a little bit. And then you're going to find the next person. We're going to see how much time we have. I have three questions to explore. You may only get to two. So, all right, I invite you all to stand up. For those of you who have to remain seated, would someone maybe join, just, you know, pay attention to who can't really move and maybe connect with them? All right, give you a minute. And so, you know, pick a story that you don't mind sharing, right? That's got some funniness to it. And I'll tell you when to go. Don't start until I tell you when to go. Let's let everybody get paired up first. Lovely. Looks like Kathy needs someone. Perfect. Lovely. All right. So does everybody have a partner who wants one? You are allowed to pass if you want to. Okay, Kathy is the odd one out. All right, so I'm going to... Oh, Linda, you got Kathy? Perfect. Lovely. All right, so pick who's the listener. Everybody got who's the listener and who's the receiver for who's going to go first? Lovely. I'm going to watch the second hand back there. Okay, one, two, three, go. That's okay. Just chill. You can swap if you want to. All right, 10 seconds left. 5 seconds left. All right, and time up on the first speaker. All right, the listener, thank your partners for sharing the story. All right, and take a deep breath in, shake it out if you need to. Awesome. And then when you're ready, swap. On your marks, get set, go. Okay, 10 seconds, 5 seconds, and time. So if you're ready, thank the listener, thank the speaker for sharing their story. Beautiful, and then you can shake it out again. And I'm going to let you choose. Do you want to swap up to meet a new, this is a great way to meet new people, so I encourage you to swap up and meet another person. Let's go ahead and swap. Yep. Another question. Yep. So, Ken, would you bring up the second question while people are getting lovely? So this question is, when you were a kid, what did you think your life would be like now? So this is this question. Cool. If you can, I encourage you to speak with a new person, just, you know, because it's a great way to get to know people. And lovely. All right, so you basically know how it works now. Does everybody know who's going to go first and go second? We're just getting, all right, we're almost sorted. Lovely. So on your marks, get set, go. All right, cool. If you want to go ahead and swap, you can. You don't have to wait for me. Yeah. All right. 10 seconds. And time. All right. So those of you who haven't yet swapped, go ahead and swap. On your marks, get set, go. And those of you who've already done, you can just powwow and share it with what the experience was like for each other, with each other. You have 10 seconds. And time. So those of you who are ready and you haven't finished, go ahead and thank. You can thank each other or thank your partner for sharing their stories. And we're doing well on time, so we are going to do the last question, which is actually the one that I was aiming for today. So if you're comfortable, go ahead and switch up, find someone else that you would like to do this exercise with. Swap up again. All right. Grace, would someone be willing maybe to switch up with Margaret as well? Would you maybe swap up with Margaret? That'd be Grace. Well, I think we're changing questions. Yeah. All right. So this is what we call a discernment question, because we're going to talk about discernment a lot over the coming year. So when we are discerning something, the first thing we ask, one of the most important questions to ask in any discernment process is, where do you find energy, excitement, life? So you have 1 minute, maybe too long, so I'll try to gauge the group here. But again, you have 1 minute to share with your partner what gives you energy, excitement, life. So try to take all the time and just list everything. You know, be abundant. However that goes. On your marks, get set, go. Hang on just a second. Are you doing okay? I just wanted to check in.
Yeah, we are.
Good. Awesome. Cool. Grace, you're welcome. All right, Margaret. Grace, make sure that you get a chance. Make sure that our visitor gets a chance to speak too, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You're good.
No,
you're good.
Am.
Awesome. Good, good, good. You're good. All right. Awesome. Yeah. Good. Thank you. Well done. All right. Okay. All right. Okay, you have 10 seconds, 5 seconds coming up, and time. All right, again, thank your partner for sharing of themselves. And then when you're ready, you can switch. Looks like you're all ahead. So I'll count a minute from now on your marks. Get set, go. Woo. right. We, 5 seconds. Sorry, 10, that was 10 seconds. Now 5 seconds. And time. And so just wrap up and then thank your partner for sharing their of themselves. And then, you know, you are welcome at this point to go back. I'll tell you what, I'll give you just a few more seconds to sort of wrap things up. I hear some, looks like people are basically ready. Yeah, okay. No, so that was the last one. So now you can stay where you are or go back to your seats, whatever's most comfortable. I'll give you a second to get settled again. And then we'll just, good. All right, sorry. All right. So let's go ahead and get settled. We're going to share as a large group just for a few minutes. We're doing good on time. And so I observed a lot of energy and a lot of chuckles and a lot of smiles. So thank you for participating in that experiment. And that was super fun. So just a couple of things we are going to share back to the group. But before you share something, so you are, of course, welcome to share something that you heard from someone. But make sure that before you share, you just, you know, look at that person and say, hey, can I share what you shared with me? Just say their name and get permission first. First, your own personal experience. What was that like for you as the speaker? Let's talk about speakers first. What was it like to speak for a whole minute on these questions? It was too short. But some of you found it too long. Hard. Don't remember. Yeah, that's fair. That's, I mean, right? These are some challenges. So what was hard about it, Annie? Sorry. Anxiety about speaking, fair, and about anxiety maybe about how it could be received too, both the act of speaking and the reception of it. Anything else for the speakers that came? Yep, George. Oh, vulnerability. Oh, vulnerability is so intense in those moments. That's totally what these exercises are to get to create spaces for that feeling of discomfort. Absolutely. Go ahead, Kathy.
Mine was, and I've done these cool things at meetings, I've done the group things, at Weight Watchers, and they're too confusing.
I am so sorry that we confused you. May I offer?
The best I can.
Of course you do.
We all do the best we can.
We do. So.
But I went through it.
You did a great job, and we thank you for hanging in there and participating. We need to practice new things sometimes, and sometimes it takes a lot of practice. Agreed. Now, go ahead, Linda. Yep. Oh, look at you. Awesome feedback. Linda says you did fabulous. So you might have felt confused inside, but certainly Linda couldn't tell. So fantastic. Well done. Wonderful. So how about the receivers, the listeners? What was it like to experience listening and just listening, not interacting or saying anything but thank you? Go ahead, George. Yes. You're not alone in that, George. It's true of all of us. Yeah. Go ahead, Lauren. How lovely to meet people we hadn't met before. Absolutely. Go ahead, Jean.
It's really a lovely experience and an honoring experience. Lovely to be able to just, when somebody is giving you their best effort, and to be able to receive that, even if it's just for a minute, it feels bigger than a minute. So
aww. Awesome. So you used some beautiful words there. So one was humbling and honoring and connection. So it sounds like you certainly experienced something of that blessing and sanctifying in that moment of just very ordinary time of interpersonal connection with our own congregation members. So in that, so we got a sense of what maybe Martha experienced while listening to Jesus, and in that interaction, in that connection, sort of a receiving and a listening. Something that was holy and sanctified. And so I hear that lifted up. I'll take one more if someone wants to talk about the listening experience. Yeah.
It's amazing how much in common we share.
Commonality. Right. We find what brings us together, what we have in common, what unifies us.
How lucky we are, blessed we are to live in a place where we can share this kind of stuff.
Amen. And that evokes that feeling of gratitude which is another spiritual gift. So there's so many spiritual gifts in this moment that we experience. And so as we look especially toward the next year and a half, we will be starting to talk about, starting in January in the new year, we'll be starting really intentionally our own dialogues around the renewal process. And you will hear discernment a lot. And so the question I will be inviting all of us to consider individually and as a group is this question of, where do you find energy, excitement, and life as a congregation? Because that is where we listen for the Holy Spirit and what will speak to us. Now, to help us understand discernment, I had as an experiment, because we have this new technology that Ken set us up with to help us do worship, I'd set up a YouTube video, and it's about 5 minutes, but you might be full. You may not be ready to take in a five-minute video. How are you feeling?
Sure.
Yeah, you want to try it? Okay, so let me just introduce it to you. So in seminaries across the U.S., even in Protestant seminaries, so this was something we focused on at the Pacific School of Religion, we talk about the Ignatian practices of discernment, which is a Catholic practice, but it is experiencing a huge revival as a spiritual discipline, spiritual practice to aid in discernment. So the video that I hope that we set up, that Ken helped me set up, and that I hope will work, is a bunch of Catholic priests and lay people in California, right in this diocese, talking about Ignatian discernment. And so this is just their what they say about it. When you're ready, Ken, let's see if we can play that video. This is a grand experiment here. Look, magic.
I think the greatest gift that Ignatius gives to us is the gift of discernment, the notion of discernment. Why I think that is a great gift specifically to secondary ed, to kids and to adults, is that it asks us to stop and listen.
Our world is so fast, and there's so much that can drown it out, that it's amazing that any of us are, you know, practicing spirituality. But that's the hopeful side, is that still God finds ways to sort of bore through that and get to us and sort of wrap his hands around our throats sometimes.
It's the process of trying to listen and discriminate how God is calling from what something else might be calling.
You have some decisions to make. Should I go out for football or not? Well, let's not go by whim, but go by bring God into it, you know, in your discernment.
There is no difference between what you most deeply want and what God wants for you. So you kind of, you know, find that, you test that every day.
We all have desires, and many of them are good, and some of them aren't. And which spirit is the source of these desires?
Part of them, which is tends toward the good, is maybe more generous, more thoughtful, more caring about other people, less self-centered. And there is a part of which is more evil.
Not fond of that image, to say.
We'll use other people, we'll take advantage of situations, we'll go for the pleasure of the moment rather than what is better for me in the long run and better for other people in the long run.
You're not just deciding where you're going to go to college. You're not just deciding, you know, what you want to do with your life. The goal here is to really look at your gifts, your talents, and then to be very prayerful and reflective about and say, where do you find energy? Where do you find excitement? Where do you find life as you think about what you want to do?
You test that every day. You watch people become the truth of who they are, and you watch them inhabit it, and you just kind of go, boy, it doesn't get better than this, you know?
But the point has to be trying to find God in the midst of the decision that is being made. So most of the processes that we use, and certainly this would be true of the processes Ignatius figured out, are designed to help us listen for God.
There's so many opportunities in a high school student's life to practice discernment. You know, when they come in and talk about their friends to a teacher, when they come in and talk about a problem that they're having, to really take the time to not solve it, but to invite them to listen to what's happening in their life and what the signs are, you know, what, where God is speaking to them.
And so if you've tried to find God in prayer and it didn't happen, it didn't take, go back again, and then go back again, and then go back again. And use the patience of Abraham, you know. Abraham was promised. He said, God said to Abraham, I'll give you this land. He said to him at Shechem, I'm going to give you this land. And 900 years later, 900 years later, here is God saying, here, I fulfilled your promise, or my promise to you. Here's the land that I promised Abraham. But it took 900 years. So it's going to take a long time. If you want a relationship with God, it's going to take a lot of patience.
And what it does is that you're inviting God into the process. You're inviting God into the process when you to have courage to really stop and listen. Not only to all the people at the table, but to listen to where God's moving once that is over.
Sometimes it's the encounter with suffering. Sometimes it's the encounter with love. Sometimes it's the encounter with beauty. Sometimes it's the encounter with something that's profoundly meaningful that I've never encountered.
Mary Albuck told the story about a kid coming in who was crying, who lost her friend, you know, last year. We won't think, you know, it's necessarily a big deal. She never really dealt with it. The kid was standing at her door crying, and she said, come on in and let's talk. But what was unique about her reflection on that was she didn't say anything necessarily to that kid. She just listened to that kid and then pointed to places where maybe God is present, and not in any kind of phony way, but, you know, very real and very concrete.
You want to use a process that where you write down all the reasons for and all the reasons against and kind of weigh them prayerfully. That's perfectly fine. That's a version that Ignatius used. But you could use other processes if they help you listen for what God is calling you for.
Yay, thank you for that. So that was obviously very clearly from a Catholic background. Before I have my own framing that I want to offer around it, but first of all, what were your impressions? Anything that bubbled up? Patience for God's voice. Go ahead, Mark. Yeah.
Looking for God's role in our decision making.
Looking for God's role in our decision making. Yep. George?
Two things that hit me seem to be kind of an excess of a definitive line between good and evil.
Yep. So a little bit of, you know, heavy duty Catholicism creeping in there, yeah. Protestants have it too in their own ways.
That's
our own ways.
A lot of what was expressed was focused on how you treat others.
How you treat others, yep. Go ahead, Becky. Right. Exactly. So that was Father Greg Boyle, who does ministries with gangs down in LA. He's a really awesome gentleman. And that's what he said. He said that our deepest yearnings are what God also yearns for us, and that listening for that and for that fulfillment. And so discernment is very much about answering that question about what gives us excitement, delight, joy, life. And in that, in making life-giving decisions around what gives us energy, because it is energy and joy and excitement that propels us into the world and makes us available to the world. And then discerning God's Spirit or the Holy Spirit within that, that allows us to live into abundant life. And the promise of Jesus and the promise of, that God made to Abraham, the promise of abundant life, the land of milk and honey. And so that is sort of where all this ties together. And it also ties together because we're following on from last week. You may remember when the testy lawyer was giving Jesus a hard time and Jesus referred him to the golden rule of loving God, self, and neighbor as the sum of our Hebrew scripture. And so discernment, as you experience today, is related to that. Discernment happens. You might have noticed when you were speaking, did you notice some just surprises in maybe what you shared or you experienced yourself? Did something, were you ever caught off guard when you were speaking? It's like, oh, I hadn't said it like that before, or I noticed something new about myself. Had that happened? Not necessarily. That in spiritual practice or spiritual direction, that is something that we look for. But then there is there's the sharing of self and noticing maybe where God is in our stories at work. And in spiritual direction, we invite people to tell where God is. We never tell people where God is in their lives. That the best practice is to invite people to tell us, where do you experience God? And then in the receiving, you know, loving neighbor, that honoring and the humbling and the vulnerability and the connection is a place where God is and the Holy Spirit is moving. And then in all of that, in that listening, in that holy listening, is that connection to God. And so when we're paying attention to it gives us life, it is in a sense paying attention to where God is moving in the world. And so during this next few months, we'll exercise this muscle of discernment and sort of get familiar with it and what it means and what it might feel like to us. And then starting next year, as a community, we will discern together what is giving us life, what is giving us energy, what is propelling us out of our sanctuary and into the community to as we live into the kingdom of God and share that love and abundant life with everyone. So we pray in God's name and in Jesus' name that we will feel inspired to listen for God's voice in our lives and where we're getting our energy, and may it bless us and delight us this week and in all weeks of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.